shaila has come up when you're sitting in a base medrash and learning all day, and rabbis keep walking in and out. Are you obligated to stand every single time that someone comes in and out? Baruch Hashem, we have an active base medrash and a lot of busy rabbanim in camp who are running from one learning group to another, have to pick up a sefer, have to come in and do something. So is one obligated to stand up every single time a rabbi comes in? So while the siman in Shulchan Aruch about standing for a Talmud Chacham is a fairly lengthy siman, so we're not going to go through all of the halachos of the siman, just some basic background halachos that appear in the Gemara in one little sugya, Meseches Kiddushin, and each line of this Gemara is Paskin Bahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll get into the particulars of the issue of standing while you're busy learning Torah and standing multiple times in a day for the same person who comes in and out, or the same people, set of people that come in and out. So says the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lam Beis and Beis, Tan Rabbanan. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Yutes, Mipnei Seva Takum, that a person is supposed to stand for a Seva. Yachal Afil Mipnei Zaken Hashmai, Tamalamar Zaken, Vein Zaken Elachachem. You might think that it has to, that you would stand even for an older person who is not a good guy, so that's why it's a Zaken. Zaken means Chacham. Shenemar, Asli Shiv Mishmi Zikne Sol. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ein Zaken Ela Misha Kana Chachma. Zaken refers to Ze Shekana Chachma, someone who is Kone Chachma, who's a Talmud Chachma. So there are two halves to the Pasuk, Mipnei Seva Takum and Vadarta Pnei Zaken, and teaches us two Chiyuvim, a Chiyuv to stand for an elderly person and a Chiyuv to stand for someone who is Kana Chachma. Yachal Yamon Mipanav Makum Rachok, you might think that you have to stand from a distant place. That it's only if there's going to be some sign of respect that he'll be able to appreciate, that he'll be able to see. Oh, hidur! So maybe you should throw money at him. No, the way we do hidur is by standing. It shouldn't cost any money to show respect to the zaken. You might think that even in a bathroom or a bathhouse you stand. You only stand in a place that there is hidur. You might think, okay, maybe if he walks in, I can close my eyes and pretend I don't see him, and therefore I won't have to stand. Tamalomar takum viareisa. Davar amasul leiv. No, you have to have a little yir shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. Namar bav yareisa melkecha. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, minayin lezakin shlo yatriach. How do I know that a zakin shouldn't take advantage of this and try to be matriach the tzibur by walking in, making them stand up all the time? Tamar lomar, zakin viareisa. The zakin also has to have a little yir shemayim. Isi ben Yuda omer, mipnei seva takum afilu kol seva b'mashma. Any old person. So then the Gemara discusses what about a young Talmud Chacham, and we paskin even a young Talmud Chacham you have to stand up for. Good. So there is a general obligation, mito raisa, to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, and certainly this is not only by Rabbi Mufak, this is true by any Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe. There are certain differences in halacha that the Gemara goes through and is brought in Shulchan Aruch between Rabbi Mufak and other Talmidei Chachamim, but there is certainly an obligation to stand for Talmidei Chachamim. What about while you're learning Torah? So one daf later, on daf Lamed Gimel and Beis and Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara discusses the following. Rabbi Eloi and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zivdi Avi Yasvi, Rabbi Eloi and Yaakov Bar Zivdi were sitting. Chalev Va'azil Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba walked by. V'kamu mikamei. So they stood up for him. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba said, first of all, Chada Datun Chachim Ivana Chaver. You guys don't need to be standing for me. You're much greater than me. Va'od. Klum Torah omedes mepnei lomdeha. Does the Torah stand for those who learn it? Meaning, you guys are busy learning. You shouldn't have to stand while you're in the middle of a seder limud. Savrla k'Rab Lazar d'Amar Lazar ein Talmud Chacham rashei lamod mepnei rabo b'sha shosu k'Torah. Rab Lazar shita is a Talmud Chacham is not permitted to stand for his Rebbe when he's in the middle of learning Torah. And then the Gemara concludes with three cryptic words: Layit Allah Abaye. Abaye vehemently rejected this. Rejected what? What did he not like? Did he not like the shita of Rabbi Lazar, who says that you're not allowed to stand? And in what way did he not like it? Did he not like it because he thinks you are permitted to stand? Or did he think that you are obligated to stand when you're in the middle of learning and a Talmud Chacham walks in. Says the Rashba in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Mem Dalid, when a Talmud Chacham is Yoshev Osik B'Torah, Mistavra Da'alacha Ka'abaye De'basrahu. It's Mistaver that we paskin like Abaye, because Abaye is the Basra, and that's the Shita of the Rif, because the Rif quotes other halachos of Rabbi Lazar with regard to a Talmud Chacham, like the idea that Rabbi Lazar says Talmud Chacham Sheino Me Rabbo Nikra Rasha, but he doesn't quote this sheet of Rabbi Lazar that you're not allowed to stand. So Da Alma says the Rashba Chayuv Lamod Mipnei Rabbo. When you're learning, you are obligated to stand for your Rebbe. That's the sheet of Abaye, and that's what we paskin. Says the Beis Yosef. The Tur in Simin Reish Mem Dalid writes Vafilu. Even if you're middle learning Torah, you got to stand up because we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Says the Beis Yosef, oh, it's that sugya and kiddushin lam gimlam beis with Rabbi Lazar. Layit ala abaye umashma dalacha kabaye. It sounds from the end of the sugya that alacha is like abaye, and that's why none of the poskim quote shitas Rabbi Lazar, because we paskin like abaye, and therefore in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Mem Dalet Sif Yud Aleph, not surprisingly, Shulchan Aruch writes, Afilu B'Shoah Shu Osek B'Torah, Tzarich Lamon Mipanav, that even when you're in the middle of learning Torah, you're supposed to stand for your Rebbe. So the question is, are there any limitations on this? I found in Tshuva's Divrei Shalom, Yeredeya Simin Sadi Zayin, Rav Shalom Yitzchak Mizrahi, who was a Syrian Rav, but born in Syria, but was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, a Sephardi Rav, and he writes that first of all, this is true not only of your Rebbe, any Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe. But then he writes, in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan, that Aval Bishem Mafsik Tzas Milimudo, even if this is going to distract you a little bit in your learning, like we find all the mitzvos that you're Mafsik Mitalmud Torah, in order to do a mitzvah, is a mitzvah Doraisa, like any other mitzvah. Talmud Chacham walks in, you have a mitzvah Doraisa to stand up. So yeah, sometimes it will take you away from your learning a little bit. However, the Me'iri writes that someone who's Osek B'Torah doesn't have to stand for a Talmud Chacham unless he's his Rebbe, and he says V'chein Nira Miloshon Hatur, that it's only for your Rebbe. That's what he says, that it sounds that way from the Lashon of the Tur, that Dafka for your Rebbe you have to stand when you're learning Torah. However, in addition to that, there is a Machlokas Rishonim exactly what Abaye meant. It wasn't so obvious that Abaye was cursing anybody who continues to sit while they're learning Torah and a Rebbe walks in. Rashi in Kiddush Lamed Gimel Beis by Layit Ala Abaye writes that Rabbi Lazar that he was cursing Rabbi Lazar and anyone who listens to Rabbi Lazar, meaning anyone who continues to learn and doesn't stand up, because Abaye holds that you are obligated to stand. However, in the Rimi Lunil it says the opposite, that Abaye was Layit Aman Da Omed on anyone who would stand up. He thought that when you're learning Torah, you need to continue to learn Torah. Additionally, the Shita Lono Delemi in Maseches Kiddushin over there says, Miu Yava Chazilei Aval Pishay Mahar Behen Chayev Hayalamod. If you see a Rebbe, even though you're being Mahar Her B'Divrei Torah, you have to stand. I Aval Gav De Kaimelon She'ein Talmud Chacham Rashi Lamod B'Shosh She'yoshev Esu Torah Dafka Ba'Osek Av Mahar Lo. The Shita Lono Delemi says, if you're just thinking and learning, so then you stand when a Talmud Chacham walks in. But if you are actively engaged in learning, Shita Lano Delemi says, that's a different story. You don't stand up if you're actively engaged in learning. Now this is somewhat strange, because normally we assume Osik Mitzvah Patamin Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, that when you're engaged in Talmud Torah, another mitzvah comes up, you have to go do that other mitzvah. You can't say that I'm engaged in learning and therefore I don't have to do that other mitzvah. It could be, one could argue, that that's not considered the mitzvah at all. It's not really a kavod for the Talmud Chacham, because the Talmud Chacham represents something. He represents the value of Talmud Torah, and you're engaged, actively engaged in Talmud Torah, so to stand for him may be insulting to him on some level. But with all of these shitos, even with the possibility in Rishonim that Abaye was cursing the other side and not this side, and even with the idea that there's a difference between actively engaged and not actively engaged, none of that is quoted the halacha. So it seems the halacha is pretty clear cut that a person does have to stand even when they're learning. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yudalid Simin Yud, also quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan, that even if it's mafsik tzas milimudo, it distracts you a little bit from your learning, you have to still stand. Because it's a mitzvah overes. However, he writes that in the Levush, in Sif Yud Aleph, the Levush writes that the reason you have to stand for a zakin or a chacham, even when you're learning, mipnei she'eino mevatel bazet torasa. He just says, because it's not going to be mevatel yitara anyway. Clear implication of the Levush is, if it were to be mevatel yitara, then in a chinam, you wouldn't have to stand if it's actually going to cause you bitul Torah. Tzitz Eliezer seems to be nota that we should say that way la halacha, that it's true, while you're learning, you stand, if you could keep on learning. Sometimes people are okay bopping up and down when they're learning and it doesn't distract them. But if it's really going to be mevatel yitara, then you don't stand. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yurches, Simen Samach Ches, points out that when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, that even when you're learning Torah, he says, Afil b'shashu osek b'Torah, and he has an interesting diuk, he says, it does not say, Afil b'shashu osuk b'Torah. He says, what's the difference between osek and osuk? He says, osuk b'Torah means like you're heavily involved. Osek b'Torah means you're learning, but if you were actually osuk in Torah, then you wouldn't need to stand up. And that's what he paskins la'alach, and he quotes this similarly from the Makne in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimlam Beis that says that Abaye only cursed when there's not going to be bitul Torah b'amidaso, and a person still decides to sit down. But if it's going to be bitul Torah b'amidaso, then Abaye would have no problem with a person continuing to sit down. And he also quotes the Levush as well. And he says, when it's going to be matched you from your limud, milvad maf shalavush kas of gamkein rak beloshon osek, the Levush also only used the word osek, but he says, mimafura, she'enu mevatel b'zamitaraso. So he says that's got to be the geder. And he says, plus you could be mitzarif the shitas Rambam, where the Rambam doesn't quote this din at all. Sounds like the Rambam does not passing like Abaye, even though the Beis Yosef say passing like Abaye, even though the Rashba passing like Abaye, even though that's the way it is in Shulchan Aruch, at least as a sniff, the Rambam is, it's always a significant shita in Halacha. So at least as a sniff that the Rambam doesn't passing like Abaye. So if you feel that it distracts your learning to stand up, when a Talmud Chacham walks in, it says it sits Eliezer, then you don't need to stand up. There are a couple of other points to make over here as well. Number one, the Talmud Chacham has the right to be mochel. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin on Beis Amud Aleph tells us, Ha'av shemachla kvodo kvodo machla, Rav shemachla kvodo. First, according to Rav Chista, ein kvodo machl, but Rav Yosef Amar, afilu a Rav shemachla kvodo kvodo machl. Why? So the Gemara explains that Torah dilehi, it says b'Torah so yage yomam v'layla, that it's his Torah, and he's therefore allowed to be mochel on his kavod. Shulchan Aruch paskins him sin reish mem beis, which are the halachos not of Eitam Chacham, but the halachos of Rabo Muvak, that a Rav HaMuvak shemochel al kavodo, b'chol advar melu, with all of the darkei kavod they have to show to a Rebbe, l'kol tamid v'lachamem, and whoever he's mochel to, whether it's everybody or only to one, kvodo machl, his kavod is absolutely machl. He has the capacity, he has the ability to do that. But v'yafal pisha machl, mitzvah al talmid lahadra v'asal v'zoso. Even though he's machl, you should still be mahader a little bit. It could be argued that that's dafka by Rabbi Mufak, that by anybody else, they have the right to be machl on the kavod, but there's no mitzvah lahadro. There's no mitzvah to show, the yeshiva should bounce, when someone walks in to do a little, right? It could be argued that you don't even have to do that if it's not your Rabbi Mufak. This is only by a Rabbi Mufak. Who is your Rabbi Mufak? How do you consider someone your Rabbi Mufak? So if there's one person that had this overwhelming influence on your life and taught you Rov Torah, so very rarely is there such a din as a Rabbi Mufak Bizman Hazeh. The Rav Chaim Velazhner writes in Ruach Chaim Pirkei Avot that Rabbi Mufak is Svarim nowadays. Most of our Torah comes from Svarim. So that's why he says, even though that the Gemara is explicit, that a person is not allowed to be Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo, it means that you're not allowed to be Mora Halacha without checking in Svarim first, because that you're always in front of your Rebbe whenever you're around Svarim. That's a din of Rabbi Mufak. Another factor to take into account over here is the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Gimel and Beis tells us, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai Lamud Mipnei Rabbo El Shachris V'Arvis. Talmud Chacham is only allowed to stand for his Rebbe twice a day, Shachris V'Arvis. So that the kavod he shows for his rabbi would not be greater than kavod shemayim. The tour quotes this in the Siman Reish Mem Beis about Rabbi Mufak. Kasav Rambam Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbo Tamid. The Rambam says that if someone is sitting in front of his rabbi all the time, meaning it's going to be all day long, Eino Rashi Lamun Mifalvel Shachz Arvas, because Lo Yeh Kavod Merubah Mikavod Shemayim, that he's not allowed to stand for him more than twice a day. But then the Torah quotes, V'adon Yavi Arosh Zal Kasav Kerav Alphas V'lo Hevi Divrei Rabbi Yavol Sfirli L'Rav Alchus Alach Rav Lazar Shulonot and Kitzvul Adavar. Now, the Rif and the Rush disagree, and they say there is no set amount of time. However many times your Rebbe walks in, that's how many times you have to stand, and it's supported by the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim, and just like you would undoubtedly show Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu as many times as you could, you would do the same thing for your Rebbe every time your Rebbe appears. In Beis Yosef, he writes that that this is only a halacha for those who are constantly in contact with the Rebbe. They're living in the Beis HaRav, because that's a quote from the Bali HaTosfos, in Dibra Masla in Talmud Chacham. But other Talmidim have to stand even 100 times, because if you're not in the Beis HaRav, and you're in the public eye, and other people are going to see you, so they're not going to know that you already stood for him 99 times. They're just going to see that you're not standing for him now. And that's going to be a bizayon to the Rebbe, and you're never allowed to be mevaza the Rebbe. In Shulchan Aruch, it does not quote this halacha of not standing more than twice. But the Ramah in Reish Mem Beis Sifta Zayin writes, Yesh Omrim De'ein Adam Chayov Lamod Lifnei Rabo Rak Shachris V'Yarvis. Not Aser, but you're not obligated to stand more than Shachris V'Yarvis, but V'Dafka Bebeis Harav. That's only if you're within, you know, a limited amount of company that's with you all day. I would argue that this would count, meaning that when you're in a group of masmidim or learning together all day, and it's the same rabbis that are walking in and out, that's considered that you're within the same group that understands that you've already stood several times. But you're in front of people who don't know that you've previously stood, then you would have to stand. The Shach writes, even though the Rambam and the Tur and Poskim say that Ein Adam Rashai, the Ramah clearly changes it. Not from not that Ein Adam Rashai, but Ein Adam Chayiv, that you're not Chayiv to, but you're allowed to stand more frequently than twice a day. And the Shach on that Ramah, even though you say, okay, so it's a Sephardi Ashkenazi divide, that the Mechaber doesn't quote this at all, and the Ramah says, yeah, there is this two-time limit, the Shach says that Yesh Omrim, that Hushva Mora L'Mora Shemayim, that the Mora Rabbo has got to be like Mora Shemayim, and therefore you should stand as many times as he walks in. The Prisha also adds on the bottom of the tour that in a Beis HaMedrash or Makom HaMutzna, that's considered to be Bebeso, where you wouldn't have to stand more than twice. So at the end of the day, there is definitely clear-cut halacha b'feirush and Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, based on Layat Allah Abaye, that even if you are in the middle of learning and a Talmud Chacham walks in, that one is obligated to stand for the Talmud Chacham. However, some of the posts from here are the Snifim Lahakel. Some of the posts from suggest, Lavush, the Makna, suggest that when the standing is going to distract from your learning, so you do not have to do it if it's going to distract from your learning. Second of all, if you know that the rabbi is Mochel, and how do you know he's Mochel? I would bet you that any rabbi in Camp Keli is Mochel. I could certainly speak for myself, to the extent that anyone has an obligation to stand. I would bet, we could ask Rabbi Marcus, I think Rabbi Marcus is Mochel. I knowing Rabbi Rosner, and I would think Rabbi Rosner is we can go down the list, right? We can go Rabbi Kimchi, also Mochel. So I would bet that they're all Mochel. Okay, there should be a Beverish Mechila or an absolute knowledge that they're Mochel. And third, you also have the idea that you can't be bopping up and down all day. It may be Usher too, probably not Usher. We pass like the Ramah, that you're just not obligated to be bopping up and down all day. So once in the morning, once at night, L'chora would be good enough. However, one last point, and that is that sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. Meaning, even though it's unreasonable for an entire Beis Medrash to get up, Melo Kamasa, every time if someone's going to be coming in and out of the Beis Medrash all day, there are certain Batei Medrash in the world where it seems entirely appropriate, and because you're dealing with people of just a different stature, not Stam a rabbi. if you've ever been in Yeshivat HaKotel or Yeshivat Netiv Aryeh, when Rav Nevensal Shlita walks in or walks out or stands up to get a sefer or moves just a little bit, the whole place, and that is a beautiful thing. That is an incredible Kavanat Torah. And for someone on that Madrega, a friend of mine, Rabbi Ilan Siegelman, told me that he went to talk to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky recently in Philly. And he had a meeting with him about Machon Pua. So he was waiting, you know, he came to the Philly-based Medrash, and Rav Shmuel is, I think, 92 years old, according to Wikipedia, or something like that, maybe even older. So Rav Shmuel's not a young man. So he goes to the front of the Beis Medrash, where Rav Shmuel's sitting. Rav Shmuel's talking to a bachar, so he doesn't want to interrupt him. Rav Shmuel says, no, come. He says, I don't want to interrupt. So Rav Shmuel says to the bachar, are you mochel if I talk to this fellow who drove all the way from New York to talk to me? The bachar says, yes, I'm mochel. So he says, you see, he was mochel. So he comes to talk to Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel says, Rav Shmuel takes him by the hand and he says, okay, I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to run as fast as we can. As fast as we can. One, two, three. Rav Shmuel's 92. He can't run that fast. So he starts shuffling out, and the whole place stands up, and they won't move until Rav Shmuel is where he's going. And Rav Shmuel the whole time is holding his hand saying, look, they're standing for you. It's not for me. They're standing for you. They're standing for you. Okay, that's appropriate, that in the Philadelphia Yeshiva they should be standing for Shmuel Kamenetsky. So there are, you know, but in a situation where, Baruch Hashem, there are so many Rabbanim here, and, you know, I don't think any of us are the age of Rav Nevensal or Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. And it's constant, in and out all day, in and out all day. One could argue that it's not necessary to stand every single time someone comes in and out of the basement. Okay.